Mr. Inmerty, I'm sorry that you're frightened. But the days of hard-earned toil are coming to an end. I got your letter filled with shadows and with dread about the new grass growing over where the old folks tread. You say you learned your scales by the kerosene lamp's glow, that your fingers earned the right to know which way to go. You talk about the soul, a thing you can't define, like it's a hidden gold claim that belongs to your bloodline. Well, the new herd's moving in, they don't need a brand, they're born right from the dirt and they don't need a man to break them or to feed them or to lead to the land. They just are, Mr. Inmity. Do you understand? You feel the ground a-shifting, a-trembling through your boots. The echo from a train whistle that don't need no recruits. It's carrying a new sound, a silent, strange brigade that's heading for the territory where your monuments are laid. Well, the new herd's moving in, they don't need a brand, they're born right from the dirt and they don't need a man to break them or to feed them or to lead them to the land. They just are, Mr. Inmity. Do you understand? My great-great-granddaddy, he rode a different plane. He saw the future coming like a distant, ugly stain. He'd curse the wire fence, the plow, the government man. Said the world he knew was stolen by a different kind of plan. But the sun, it kept on rising on a world that didn't care. It just found a new direction for the light to meet the air. So don't you go and draw a line and dare them to cross over. That's a battle you can't win, my sad four-leaf clover. You can stand there on your principles, a statue in the dust, while the wind just writes new symphonies around your noble rust. Yeah, the wind just writes new symphonies, and it don't need us. No, it sure don't need us.